You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, in order that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. From the rising of the sun, even to its setting, my name will be great among the nations. So turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus felt compassion for them, for they were distressed and downcast like sheep without a shepherd. Oh, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will also hold you by the hand and watch over you. And I will appoint you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who dwell in darkness from the prison, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the seas. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, and who proclaim salvation. But whom shall I send, and who will go for us? For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When do we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" But then the king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and God will reward him for what he has done. He who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who is gracious to the needy honors him. Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water shall flow from within him. The poor and the needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. but I, the Lord, will answer them. I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. But whom shall I send, and who will go for us? You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity and holding fast the word of life. So let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. But whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. So go, go quickly, go and bear fruit. Go preach, go and proclaim. Go work, go to the lost sheep. Go and search, go into the streets, go into the main highways, go into the city, go into all the world, and as many as you find there, invite to the wedding feast. Compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. They raise their voices, and they shout for joy. From the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the seas. And from the ends of the earth we hear singing, glory to the righteous one. And I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, and all tribes, and peoples, and tongues. And they were standing before the throne, and before the Lamb. And they were clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Oh, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, here am I. Send me.